Here he is, radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. What's up, Dan?
I'll tell you what's up. I'm in Southern California waiting for the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings, and I think it's awesome.
Saturday night, San Jose Sharks took on the New York Islanders at the Shark Tank. It was tied 1-1 till the end of regulation. And just like in their last game, it goes into overtime when Logan Couture again comes through with the victory. What's up?
I'll tell you what's up with that. It's the first time in Sharks history that a individual player has scored overtime game winners in consecutive nights. That's interesting. He had the overtime winner against Vegas and then the overtime winner against the Islanders. But here's something that's even more amazing, and this is an ongoing story, Joey, and that is that it's 43 straight games in which they've allowed two goals or less. And if they have one more game like that, it's an all-time NHL record all by themselves. Right now they're tied with the Pittsburgh Penguins, but that's just an amazing accomplishment if they can do it.
Sharks have won 8 of their last 9. Up next, like you just said, Los Angeles Kings tonight. Puck drops at 7:30. What are you looking for a victory, Dan?
But what I'm looking for is a big win against Todd McClellan and Joakim Ryan, a couple of ex-Sharks that are on the other side, the coach and the defenseman. And this team is a team that's in last place, but do not be fooled by that. They've got Anze Kopitar. They've got Drew Doughty. These are two of the best players in the game. Jonathan Quick in goal is always a challenge. And so the Sharks have to be pretty inspired against a team that's playing a lot better lately.
Listen to the game on the official radio flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX. Puck drops at 7:30. Dan Rusinowski, thanks for your time, buddy.
Right on.